Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Abundant Living for Moms. How are you doing? How are you finding adjustment to the new normal? Even though I don't like calling it the new normal because that suggests that this is here to stay permanently. And, you know, I'm very hopeful and focused on the fact that this is temporary. It's difficult, it's challenging, it's different. But, you know, life is going to get back to a better version of this for sure. So I'm very careful actually not to call it the new normal, because that suggests that this is what we're going to be used to. So no matter how difficult something seems, we always have to remember that there's a tomorrow, things will get better and things will get better. So I want to talk about how we're dealing with our report cards at this time. And what do I mean by your report card? As a parent, right now, you are getting a report card that's showing how you've done with your parenting. Right now, your report card is showing you if you've built communication skills with your children, if you are enjoying spending time together. Of course, this is not ideal, but there's a difference between being really stressed out by having to spend so much time together because you don't have a relationship. And that's different from obviously wanting to see other people, wanting to get out, wanting to go back to a normal routine. So I hope you see the difference. There's a difference between those two. Of course, we don't want to be 24/7 with our children. Neither do they want to be 24/7 with us, because that's not even healthy. We want to have friends. We want to go out. The kids go to school. You know, you want to go have a drink with your girlfriends and, you know, go out to eat. There's so many things that we want to do that breaks up the monotony of being together 24/7. But right now, that's what we have to do. And we have to make sure that we're making the best of it, because I'm very intentional, and I want to ensure that after this period, the children look back on this time and they will not ignore the fact that it was different and challenging, but they will be able to have good memories as well of the things we did as a family and how we helped them to navigate this time and how, you know, life went on and how they stretched themselves and saw that even though things, bumps can come in the road, how you react to it is even more important. So I wanted to talk about that and say, how are you really doing? You know, right now, there's a lot that's not in our control. And one of the things I'm very focused on is that I spend time on what I do control, which are really only two things, my attitude and my mindset. So when I wake up every day, what stance do I take? I don't wake up and the first thing I do is to go read news and see how many new cases have been reported. That's not going to do anything for me. So I wake up very slowly. I wake up and I'm either meditating quietly, I'm praying. Some mornings I get up and I study the word. And then, you know, I'm having to wake the children up for school. And, you know, even the way I wake them up, I don't rush in there and scream and say, get up. I'm like, you know, good morning. Get up, how you doing? You know, I have a little conversation with them. I, you know, encourage them, and then we get going for the day. So the things we all control are really our thoughts, you know, our mindset and our attitude. So when you're focused on that, I think that makes it very different and very manageable to some extent, because we don't know when anything is going to change, but what we do control is how we react to this time. So we have to pass that on to our children. It's so critical that they understand that life would not always go the way they want. And for every single child out there, this is an example. This is a real life example of what happens when life doesn't go the way you want, or life doesn't go the way you expected. What do you do? What is your stance? You know, how do you react? Do you throw your hands up in the air and give up, or do you make the best of it? You know, and this is where you show your child what resilience means, what it means to be flexible, what it means to be creative. We are creative because on a daily basis, our calendars are set in some extent in terms of the children have online school, they have to finish that, they have to do homework. But in other ways, we're creating different kinds of calendar. We're playing games. Some games we haven't played before, some games we haven't had the time to before, board games, you know, big games we're coming up with on the fly. We're just trying to make every day as special as possible, but without putting ourselves on some performance performance pedestal either. You know, it's not about trying to be the, you know, get an award for the best family 101. No, but it's just saying that, you know what, when things are uncertain, things are unclear, things are challenging around you, it's the time to even go in deeper, to connect with your internal strength. And that's what I want. That's my big hope and desire right now for all our children everywhere, is that they learn through this time. They look back when they're older, when they're sharing the stories of this time, they talk about the things that they did, you know, the way they gave back, the way they focused on having a positive attitude. And I want you to be part of that journey, and I want you to be part of that conversation with them. I want them saying, you know what, my mom and dad were great, my folks were great, my caregivers were great, these were the things that they did to help me through how I was feeling at this time. So it's really important that we look at the things we control, and we own that, and we push that, and we focus on that. You know, you want to make that, I think, the first thing you think about every morning is, this is a new day, I'm thankful for it. And then you set about how you're going to win that particular day. And you do this for everybody in your household, because right now we're all in such close quarters that the energy anybody in the house is giving up is rubbing off on the next person. So if you have people that are anxious, that are tense, that are frustrated, that are, you know, cranky, oh my goodness, everybody's going to feel that. So it's really important, and I think that's why I'm spending so much time on this, is it's very important for everybody in the house, you know, for yourself, your spouse, your children, anybody that lives with you, is so important that this is what you are putting out there as your guiding principle at this time as a family. Then I also want to focus on something else. You know, every now and then you hear the kids say things like, oh gosh, I can't wait for this to lift. Oh, I can't wait for that. When they say things like that, don't just say, yeah, don't add to it by saying, you know, yes, I know this is so horrible, gosh, we can't wait for life to go back to normal. But you can ask them, okay, you know, what do you miss the most? What would you like to do differently right now? And you'll be amazed that what they miss the most is something that you can solve in some capacity. So let me give you an example. Your children could say, you know what, they really miss their friends. And you say, but you're seeing your friends in your online classes. And they're talking about, no, they want to hang out with their friends. That's not about classwork. Or maybe even friends that are not in their school. So you can get creative with a virtual play date. If they're younger, you can get involved and get their parents, you know, call the parents of the other children and get them to do a Zoom call, a WhatsApp video call, a FaceTime, whatever technology choice you want to use or platform, doesn't really matter. But it helps your children to connect. So social distancing, I actually prefer the phrase physical distancing, but because you can still be social, it just has to be virtual now. So I want you to think about that, is how can I help my child to connect with the things that are important to him or her? And one of it definitely is their friends. So how can you get them to still connect with their friends online at this time? So that's definitely something we could do. And when people start to pine for the past, it really sucks you of any positive energy. So while, yes, we want to go to life where we can move around without being constrained, we have to say, you know what, tomorrow is going to be better. This is going to pass. This has happened before. You know, fine, it was decades and decades ago, but this pandemic on a global scale has happened before, and they got through it. So, you know, this is a time to just push forward. This is when hope really comes in, and this is when, if you have faith, is even more important. This is a time that I'm personally studying the word much more. I'm reading my Bible in a deeper way than ever before, because guess what, we don't have Sunday church to wait for anymore. You're not going into the place of worship every Sunday. You can't. So this is a time to build your own depth. And we have time. Anybody who's not doing the things they want to do at this time, honestly, is probably not really a priority, you know, given that everything else is normal. It probably is just not a priority, because right now a lot of us have more time on our hands than we could ever have dreamt of, you know. So how are you using that time? And I think part of taking control of your day is what will help you look back and point to the things you did over the, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months. Who knows how long this is really going to be? For some people, it's been more than 3 months already where their whole lives have had to change. So what are the things that you're going to take out of this time? What are you going to learn? What are you going to do differently? How are you going to position your mind to take in what has really happened on a global scale? And then how do you bring it to your home? How are your children going to thrive during this time? How are they going to grow? You know, their growth has not stopped. They're still developing. They're still growing. They're taking all experiences around them. They're using it to paint a picture about what their lives are, what the future holds. So this is a time to be very conscious about the conversations we're having with them, very conscious about the words we're using and the language we're using. If they're feeling, you know, a little bit, if they're starting to suffer from cabin fever, you want to be proactive. And what can you do about it? Can you take a walk outside? Yes, you cannot go to the amusement park. You can't go to, you know, your fast food restaurant. But what can you do? What is the in-between that you control that you can do? So it's so important. I'm sorry. I know I sound a little bit like a broken record today, repeating how important our mindset and a sense of control is. But I find that that's what's helping me thrive at this time. And the clients that I'm working with, that's what is helping them thrive at this time, is taking control of what they can control and focusing on that, because there's no point wasting energy on the things you have no control over. And, you know, our children are watching us and they're doing what we do more than what we say. So you can say one thing and your actions are totally opposite. They're going to see you as a hypocrite and they're not going to be able to take your word seriously. So it's important that if you're telling them to control their mindset, to be positive, you know, to schedule their day, to have structure, and you are not doing that, it's a little bit difficult for them to believe what you're saying. So I wake up every day as well. I don't have to, but I wake up, I shower, I get dressed in nice clothes, and I get my day started. So they're forced to see that. But if I was lounging all day in my PJs and just dragging my feet and acting like I just can't wait for all of this to be over, and I'm showing it by being very discouraged and discouraging, it's difficult for your children to pick up a sense of positivity from that. So it's very important that we do what we can. And if you know you're struggling, this is a time to get some external professional help. Everybody has been affected mentally in some shape or form. And if you know you're struggling, if you know your habits have changed, your moods have changed, you're finding it difficult to stay focused, to get things done, you might need some professional help. And if that's the case, please reach out, because there's no reason to suffer alone. Especially if you suffer alone, you're going to affect your children, your family, and long term, you just want to make sure that you're thriving. So in terms of maximizing the current situation, honestly, I have a long list of the things that you could do to maximize the current situation. I can talk about what I'm doing. I'm busier than ever before because I play squarely in the digital media marketing space. So my business is online. So to a large extent, work, of course, there's been some slowdown, but things have continued. I'm also a parenting coach. So you can imagine right now, I'm quite busy with helping quite a few parents just get through this time. So you want to maximize the current situation as best as you can for your family, for your home, for yourself, for your business, for your career. Everybody's situation is different, but you have to make sure that you're maximizing this time as best as you can. Because the truth is, if you look later, you're going to look back and say, oh my goodness, I don't know if I'll ever have that kind of time again. So while you have it, what are you doing with it? And to maximize the time, you want to start with your family, you want to be bonding, you want to do things that everybody's interested in. So what I advise sometimes in this situation is you can take turns rotating and doing something that every member of the family wants to do that's special to them. So you might not all love it, but when everybody knows that they have their turn coming, it's very different. So allow somebody, if somebody's a movie lover, let them be the one to choose a movie on a particular day. If somebody else likes playing board games, let them be the ones to get everybody around and play a board game. Maybe somebody else likes watching, I don't know, music videos. do that. Another day could be a family trial of a TikTok challenge if you have a teenager in your house who loves TikTok. So, you know, make it fun. And every day do something together as a family to bond, because that really helps diffuse the tension. That really helps everybody feel safe. And at this time when there's so much uncertainty, the one thing we need to thrive is to feel safe. It's to feel a sense of calm. And that's what your home represents. Your home represents a sense of calm. And that's what you want to work on. So if you find that nerves are frayed, people are getting to the edge, to the limit, try a timeout. Timeout for everybody. You might want to just go to separate places in the house. You might need to step out some fresh air. Just be conscious of the atmosphere of the atmosphere in the house. You want to be much more mindful of how people are feeling. Are your kids eating right? Are they sleeping? Are they resting? You know, this is such a time to be much more intentional than ever before. Yeah. So really, this particular episode was just about the mindset during this period. And you know, a positive mindset has always been critical to succeed, to thrive in regular times. Right now, even more so than ever before, a positive mindset is so critical. We want to focus on the things we control, which is really our attitude, our thoughts, and our mindset. Those are the things we control. And if you see anything at all that's coming to shake that, you want to be very selfish and you want to do everything you can to get back on track. So thank you for listening. I'm really praying that you're safe. I'm praying that your families are safe. It's one thing to stay safe. It's another to stay sane. So I'm very big on saying stay safe and sane. And it is possible. So thank you for listening. If you want to connect with me, you can find me. I'm going to put the notes. I'm going to put all my handles in the notes. But you can find me at Lagos Moms. And that's the, you know, my parenting channel, you know, on Instagram. So that's at Lagos Moms. Personally, you can reach me at Yeti Williams, and the website is also lagosmoms.com, where we have a lot of articles and resources to just help parents at this time. Have a lovely day, and thanks for tuning in.